하나님의 말씀은
Let's have a look at God's word in the book of Colossians chapter 3 from verse 15 to 17.
골로새서 3장 15절로 17절까지인데 합독하겠습니다.
Let's read all together.
시작.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen. Let's pray hard to hear the word of God today. So both the speaker and the listeners should receive the word of God. So let's pray with all our hearts.
하나님 아버지 우리를 역사해 주시기 원합니다. 우리 거룩하신 우리 하나님 정말 우리를 지으시고 또 우리를 모든 죄에서 살리시고 영원한 나라로 인도하시는 우리 하나님의 생명의 말씀 영생으로 이끄는 말씀을 듣기를 원하오니 도와주시고 이 시간에 온전히 이 세상이 아무 상관하지 않는 하나님이 지배하시고 하나님이 이끄시는 시간이 되기를 원합니다. 하나님께서 친히 말씀으로 우리를 먹여주시고 건강하게 해주시고 또 성장케 해주시길 간절히 원합니다. 하나님 도와주시고 말씀 전하기 위해 세우신 자를 감동하시사 하늘의 말을 하게 도와주십시오. 정말 정원 아무것도 할 수 없사나 우리 성도들이 우리 영혼들이 말씀을 들을 때 하나님 주신 것을 받을 수 있는 정말 도구며 창구로서 역할할 수 있도록 하나님 도와주시고 하늘의 신령한 능력과 또 권세로 인도하시고 도와주셔서 오늘 모든 성도들을 정말 하늘의 것으로 하나님의 영원한 만나로 모을 수 있도록 도와주시옵소서. 역사에 주시옵소서. 하나님 아버지
Holy Father,
이 말씀을 전할 때 오로지 우리
when your servants preach the word, please be with us with all of the hearts and the saints. Please work with us. Let us be humble to hear your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. For you and I, the day that we started to believe in Jesus is the most, is the day that we receive the most blessing. It is the most, one of the most amazing days. Well, before that, before the day, we were spiritually dead. So we could not even reach to God. And we could not even see the face of God. We were the ones that who could not really know about God's righteousness at all. And one day, that it happened that we believed in Jesus. That we became the ones that have been salvated by Jesus, and that we now possess the value of the precious blood of Jesus. And God had made us as His children, that He became our true Father, that He said He will never gonna depart with us, He will never gonna leave us. That He truly loves us, and this is His promise, and all the glory that is given to the Son of God, He have also said that he will give this glory to us through his Son. Therefore, us, the believers, how amazing what has been happened to us is very amazing. It is beyond our imagination because it is so magnificent. And without noticing it, God had achieved all of His work. And then for us, what we left for us is to just believe Jesus as our Savior. That is the only thing that we should do. And by making the decision to believe in Him as our Saviors, there are so many things are given to us. So it is indeed that we received His God's love. And the more amazing thing is that nobody cannot take God's love from us. His grace is so great. So you and I here today, so we have finished all our lifestyles from our past, because we cannot go back to the past. It is in a darkness. Not knowing God, it is such in a darkness that we cannot go back to our past lives. Because in the past, God was not with us, and we have never known of our future at all. The way we were going, we had no idea in the past. On this world, if we imagine that we are without God, the society is so evil, even though the society is maintained by the law. But we know that the law is not sometimes kept 100%. And without rules, there are many enemies fighting against each other. So if we imagine that we live without God, we can't even dare to imagine. So if we are without God and then we face this many difficulties without Him, it must be really in a sorrow, and we must have been really lonely. However, you and I here today, after we believe in Jesus, the despairs from the past, we have got rid of all the despairs from the past, because now we do not carry such luggages anymore. We do not carry such despairs anymore. Ever since we believed in Jesus, and ever since we have begun to hear about God's Word, our life has been changed. Well, we think that there are so many believers on the world. But we know that by the meritorious deeds of Jesus, we live such life as we are now today. So today, though the suffering comes, though the difficulties comes, though we face such sufferings and difficulties, we all know that in the journey of this suffering, we know that God encourages us and God helps us. This is what we should know, that we are not lonely. We are not alone. So every time we gather in a meeting, we gather in groups. Though we all belong to the world, but in fact, we are the children of God and we are the workers of God. And as His church, we gather And then we are filled with the joy, and we share the joy with others. Please think about it. So imagine that we are the saints of the early churches. The saints of the early churches. Remember, please imagine that we are the members of the early churches. How joyful it is that we are now belong to Jesus, that we are one family. So still, when we are gathered today, it is so thankful, and it is also filled with a great joy that we can sing praise together, and then that we can glorify God together. By Jesus, we are so thankful to God. We give our thanks to God. We are so thankful for the fact that God had given His Son to us. So all of our joy comes from this thanksgiving. So the common keyword between you and I is joy. Joy. We are filled with a joy in common. So our motivation is peace. So you and I,
우리 앞을 헤쳐 나갈 수가 우리의 인생 육신을 담고 있는 인생도
our journey of life, it is very difficult to get through by a single person's strength because there are so many spiritual obstacles and interruptions. But we all know that God is with us together or in the journey of life.
그래서 사실 이 땅에 있는 우리의 그 시련들이 있다 할지라도
So though there are so many sufferings awaiting for us during the life the journey of life we all know that there will be sufferings and difficulties and sorrows but fundamentally basically any of those kind of interruptions cannot break our faith
광적으로 막 미치고 막 정말 다 세상을 버리고 싶은 그러한 생각이 아닌 견뎌갈 수 있는 우리 이 세상 등이 이겨갈 수 있는 우리
The God gives us the strength to cope with the such difficulties.
우리는 좌절하지 않는
In the journey of life. So we are now without any despairs. But instead we are filled with thanks.
함께 찬양으로 경배하는 일이 힘쓰고
And then that means that we should focus on giving praise to God with other church fellows. So I urge you to do so. So while we live on this world, there are still many difficulties waiting for us. So to our faith life, and God wants us to be trained, and sometimes And there are so many difficulties that we should suffer and go through as a part of a journey. And there are many spiritual obstacles as well. Even in our faith life, even among the saints, we give difficulties. There are so many difficulties as well. But what we experience on this world, what we experience on this world will benefit all of us in the end. So we need to be patient. Well, at the moment, it might seem really difficult to endure. But in the end, we believe that God will make all this experience beneficial for all of us. So that is the reason that we should be patient. That is the right behavior that we should have as a believers. So because we all know that we have eternal life, so there is no reason to complain. We need to be thankful instead, because all of these spirits belong to God. He loves them all. He loves us all. And nobody can take this love away from us. That He is holding us very tightly. Because He is very joyful with our decision to believe in Him. So I bless you all. So when we gather in the church, I really think that so the moment you saw each other, we should praise and joy with the tambourines and with the musical instruments. We should be filled with joy. We should be filled with thanks, giving thanks. The joy should fulfill all of us with a praise, saying hallelujah. So you and I, while we live on this world, though there will be many difficulties, just like we are beaten by somebody, it might be really hurt and painful. However, but as we face our difficulties, we should rely on God, because God will help us. So please focus more on God as you face more difficulties. Please fill yourself with more God. I don't know how to express. Some media is like in the movie. Like when you go in the casino, you make a betting for some amount of money. The $10 becomes $100, and the $100 becomes $500. Well, this is not a... I'm not sure if it is a good example or not, but however, as you face more difficulties, please focus more on God. God will comfort us in His bosom. So the reason why we face difficulties that happens because there are some reasons. So that is the chance for us to be more humble. And this is about giving up ourselves and relying more to God. Though we face such a situation that we have no one to rely on, but only God. God really wants us such behavior. So nothing happens for no reason. So our church is trying really hard. So when we gather in the church, we always give thanks to God. And we are always filled with joy. We are always filled with our thoughts to God. Nevertheless, among us, without training, then something can happen, such as that to my eyes, I see the person that deserves the blessing, and I see the person who deserves God's anger. Well, of course, we are all believers and we are the blessed children of God. But after that, we don't know how to express our feelings. However, there are the believers who continue to run to establish, to make themselves prepared for their faith life. But there are sometimes there's some people who still have the traits from their past lives and the personalities from their life in the past. So I really pray for the people who are really trying to be beneficial for the whole church. But the, on the other hand, there are some people the, who try to harm the church. So all of us are benefited by the whole church. But among the saints, there are some people who try to insist on their own righteousness, that's trying to express that they are better than the other people. They're trying to boast. But what we should learn is that we should learn about God. And we need to realize, and we need to share about these teachings with others. And we want that happen to as many as saints as possible. So what is the most basic thing is I'm trying to tell you the most basic thing today. So the whole world might make our believers' life difficult, even more difficult. The concepts and the thoughts. And the laws of the world might make our life really hard. However, we need to be prepared. And then, because God had ordered us to be peaceful, we really want the peace to be established in all of us. So for everyone's peace, we should become the peacemakers. The reason we do the God's work is all done through the prayers and by acting, by committing, by making a commitment to an action according to the word of God. The peace should be made. So our success of our church, so all of our mission to is complete God's mission is to pray and to make a commitment for the action. Our for the peace of the church, everyone should help each other. Everyone should try hard. So therefore, please pray for the peace of our church. I bless you all. Because we are so weak, we can't do it by ourselves. So please pray for the peace of your family. And please become the messenger to make a peace in your family. And through the prayer subject that received from God, please try to commit, make a commitment to action to make a peace in your family. And for your church life, even a one single word, so we pray for the church and please make a commitment to an action to make the church peaceful. So every single word should make peace in the church. So we need to be trained. If you do not train your tongue,
이 세상의 모든 것은 다 길들이 있어도 혀는 길들일 수 없다고 그랬어요.
And there is old saying that there are so many things that we can train, but we can't train our own tongue. And by the power of Jesus Christ, we should train hard. We should be trained hard to train our tongue.
과거에 살던 삶의 모습과 또 이런 오늘도 부딪히는 모든 일들에 대한 그런 마음의 어떤 그 역작용 때문에 반사작용 보호본능 때문에 교회에서도 자기도 모르게 경계한다거나 자기의 우수함을 나타내려고 한다거나 하는
So in the church sometimes people express their own feelings that comes from their life in the past. It might come from their own old personality.
우리의 언행이 하나님의 평강을 심는 일에 모두 다 일조가 되는 도움이
However, we should say that we should be committed to make a peace. We should be committed to an action to make a peace in the church. So as we face more difficulties, as we face more sufferings, we should not observe. We should not absorb any concepts or any the way of life from the world, but instead we should be prepared by prayers, and we should start and end by prayers. So faith life is about investments without your own greed, it's with giving up your own greed. And it's getting close to God and getting closer to heaven.
우리 교회 성도들 이런 우리 함께 참 노력해 주길 바라는 것은 이런
so
우리 육신의
we all tried, we all should try hard
그 함부로 이렇게
to make the church peaceful.
내놓는 일을 조심하게
Please be careful. Not to say a word that might interrupt the peace of the church.
아름다운 걸 추구하고 거룩한 걸 아무래도 하나님 교회는 더욱 그 거룩한 천사들이 역사하기를 원하면서 이렇게 말도 조심하는 거 하면은 쑥 나가다 삼천포로 빠지는 경우가 있어요. 한 마디가 좀 대단히 남에 거슬리고 세상 것이
So though there are many wars going on in the church.
뭐 이게 무슨 제도가 뭐 이렇게
말하면은 most of the words are very holy and beautiful to hear but sometimes there are one or two single words that makes people's hearts painful and those bad words even though they come in just one or two sentences they just come and stick to the hearts of the people
그분은 그런 분들은 이제 그런 그냥 이런 삶의 이런 습관 때문에 한 마디 할 수 있지만은 교회가 어려지는 일들도 있습니다.
So those people might have said that because probably it is because of their habits or old habits, but they should know that it might make the church whole church painful. But we are still thankful for God to give the church like this to us. And please pray for the church and please be committed to an action to speak a word that is beneficial for the church.
그러니 정말로 기도하여서 그 우리가 하나님의 은혜로 이렇게 구원까지 받고 교회인이 되고 직분도 갖게 되고 그러는데 하나님께 화가 된 하나님께 어려움을 주는 자가 된다면 얼마나 불행하겠습니까? 그래서 항상 우리를
so,
성찰해야 됩니다.
Just imagine if we give difficulties to God, then how sad it is.
하나님께서 얼마나 우리를 그 신기한 그 방법으로 우리를 보살펴 주신다는 것을 우리도 알아야 됩니다.
And we all should know that how God takes care of us in His own amazing way, and that He is very close to us.
그런데 오늘 하나님을 발견하지 않고 넘어간다면은 안 되는 것입니다. 하나님의 가시는 길을
So we need to discover God.
하나님께서 오늘의 나의 삶을 우리의 삶을
And we all should know that the God is with us. God is with our family. That God keeps on His eye on us. That He is preparing to help us. Please remember this fact.
이 힘들이 있어요.
We have a helpless around us.
하나님 우리와 가까이 계시는 것입니다.
God is close to us. God is with us, in fact. We should remember that. That He takes us from those difficulties. Please do not overlook. And we need to confirm every moment that He is with us. Because our life is onto the hands of God. And we now rely our life onto God. We should acknowledge that God is really helping us. If you do not, then it will be a really sad thing. That so in every moment, we need to be thankful. I bless you all. The God is really helping us. For every saint, He reaches out His hand to help. So in every way of making it beneficial, in every way, God is trying to help us. God is protecting us. And God is sending the angels to protect us. So we all should know about this. So it might seem very obvious to all of us or all of your family that God is with us. But to others, it might seem really not true. So we need to have the testimony so that we can tell and speak to others. But we all know that yourself is aware of the fact that God is helping us. Please acknowledge. Please acknowledge God who helps you every day, every moment. Please, God is working with me. If, like 1 hour ago or 10 minutes ago, God might have worked with me, please acknowledge that God is working with you. Please acknowledge God and give thanks to God. So people who have given the thanksgiving offerings, the God was with them. Because they have already expressed their thanks to God. So those believers who believe that they will go to heaven, the God is working with us. God is working with them. Those believers who believe that they were going to live eternal life, God is with them.
우리와 세상과의 이 연결되지 않는 정말 타협 할 수 없는 부분이 이거예요. 하나님은 우리와 함께 하시는 거예요.
So there's a something that we cannot compromise with the rest of the world. Is that the fact that God is with us. So when God is working with us in peace, and God already knows and requests for our dedication to the church. Well, for me, what I do is, I'm the instrument by God. So whoever I am, I do this function. Well, who I am is not really important.
But
the way God feeds us is through church and through His servants. And God uses His servant as a speaker to the saints. But it is His way, and I'm His instrument. I'm His machine. And I already know about this. So for our saints,
so
So I really want God to use His gate well. So when saints are doing wrong things, I feel that. And then I know that when saints are tested, I also kind of feel that. And
that
I stand here in front of you. I only have limited power and ability. And I know that how the saints feel thirsty. And then I already know about the authority of the saints. And through God's servants, I know that the saints have the request towards the saints. I really want my saints to move me, move the servants of God. With the efforts of the overseer and with the sincere request from the saints, it should not be done in a single way, but the church in the New Protestant, through the servants, the saints, know God's way. And this is how God feeds the saints. So please, even only for the times the speakers speak in front of you, the servants of God, when the servant of God speaks in front of you, please acknowledge the authority when he stands in front of you. So whatever in a way that God leads me, I really want myself to be used by God as a holy instrument. I really want preach about the message to give you peace. I've been leading my faith life for 50 years. I've been always missing for peace. The all of the despairs and all of the disappointments have been ended. And the peace is the one that I have promised you. That is God's promise. All of the factors that might break peace of the church, the despairs, the disappointments, we should not be hindered by those kind of things. We really want all of you to become the one who announces about the peace. If we declare about the peace, we should answer with Amen. And we need to possess this peace. So we need to bring this peace and the messages to the world. Though the world cannot understand and cannot accept it, however, God gives us this peace that is not understood by the world. But this is the peace only comes from God, and we need to possess this peace. So we would like to become a powerful church who receives this peace. And for that, we need to be trained, and we need to give up our old selves and our old personality. With our sincere hope, with our sincere passion, and my hope is to give God's heart to you. So somebody might feel painful from his diseases, or somebody might face difficulties in their life. And sometimes somebody might suffer from some tragic events. But we are all seeking for the hands of God who gives us peace. And I want to become such a gate to pass through those messages from God. So if you close your hearts and then have a behavior like such as, oh, let's see how overseas is preaching. Let's listen. Listen and see. Whoever represented on this stand represents the God's message. Please let us all cooperate. Please stay pure and be patient and be always pray for the church, for the family, for the peace, and also please pray for the peace of the church. I bless you all. So if you prayed for like 40% of the total hours for your family, then please pray the rest for the church. Just like Jesus had made his disciples, had made the weak people as his disciples, please accept your overseer, even though he is very weak and might not be powerful. But please cooperate with me so that let us lead the vision of the church together. So I plan for so many things. In the near future, our church will be equipped and armed with the best power from God. And for the spiritual strength, we are preparing for a lot of things. Please be pure and be simple. Please be the messenger of a peace. So what is the most important thing? Please do not forget about the most important thing from God. So let's go back to the word of today. So it says in the verse 15 in the chapter 3 of the book of Colossians, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, and give thanks to God the Father through Him. So this is the word of God. Please be committed into an action to achieve this word, to realize, to bring this word into the world. Please, I bless you all. Hallelujah. Let's pray all together. Lord, please help our church. So let us be thankful for all of the things that God had given to our church. And please pray for peace. So when you pray for peace, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus. And giving thanks to God. So God's all happiness and all the victory, that we would like to bring God's victory and God's happiness to our family and to our church. So let's pray.